愿大家平安。
And may peace be with everyone.
我们请来看一段圣经。
Let's refer to a Bible passage.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 10.
是。
Chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
十八节跟十九节。
Verse 18 and 19. Verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. 19, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
二十节，二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21. 20, then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. 21. And he began to say to them, Today is this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
这里记载主耶稣出来传道里，他打开以赛亚书。
When Jesus began to preach, he opened to the book of Isaiah.
然后就念起里面的经节。
And he began to read a passage from that book.
然后接下去他就说要应验先知书所说的话。
And he said this is to fulfill the scripture.
在二十一节。
In verse 21,
以赛亚书是主耶稣出生以前大概八百年前写的。
The book of the prophet Isaiah was written about 800 years prior to the birth of Jesus.
那八百年后，主耶稣降生。
And 800 years later, Jesus Christ was born.
那他引用八百年前先知写的书说，这个今天就应用在我的身上。
So he referenced a book that was written 800 years ago and said that this is fulfilled in me.
所以我们知道主耶稣的出生不是偶然的。
So we know that the birth of Jesus Christ is not a coincidence.
他是神的计划。
He is a part of God's plan.
为着要带给人类救恩。
In order to bring salvation to all humankind.
然后在以赛亚书里面写的是说主的灵在我身上。
And the book of Isaiah says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
然后他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
这里特别说要传福音给贫穷的人。
So here especially says that he should preach to the poor.
所以这样看起来哈，贫穷是有福气的。
So from this passage, you can see that there is a blessing for the poor.
这个福气就是要得到福音。
This blessing is to receive the gospel.
那我们在想，那这个到底是什么意思
？So what does this mean?
有一个牧师写了一本书。
Once there was a pastor who wrote a book.
叫做《穷的只剩下钱》。
He said, a person so poor that they only have money left.
让我仔细看这本书，这个什么意思
？And so I saw this book and tried to understand what it means.
穷的只剩下钱。
What does it mean to be so poor that you only have money left?
什么是穷
？What does it mean to be poor?
穷就是没有。
Be poor means you have nothing.
那穷的只剩下钱，就是说除了有钱之外，什么都没有。
So to be so poor that you only have money left means that other than money you have nothing.
这是另外一种贫穷。
This is another kind of being poor.
当然物质上的贫穷是可怜的。
Of course, it is pitiable to be poor in the material wealth.
但是如果人穷的只剩下钱，是另外一种可怜。
But if someone is so or that they only have money left, this is also very, very sad.
所以主耶稣这里讲传福音要给穷人，这是双关的。
So when Jesus said that he is to preach the gospel to the poor, there are two different meanings.
第一个就是在物质上缺乏的。
The first is the poor, those who are poor in material wealth.
神要用恩典把它补足。
God will help them with his grace.
那第二个就是除了有钱，什么其他都没有，这样的人也需要救恩。
And also those who are other than money have nothing else than these kind of people also need salvation.
我们常常想说钱是万能的。
We often think that money can do everything.
我有钱，我就有这个有这个，可以列一推出来。
If I have money, then I can do this and that, and we can make a whole list.
那这个穷的只剩下钱，就是说有钱那些东西也买不到了，所以叫做穷的只剩下钱。
So for those who are poor in that all that they have left is money, is there are things that they cannot buy with money.
那有没有什么例子？当然有。
Can you give examples? Of course.
比方说，人虽然有钱。
For example, even if a person has money,
没有平安啊,
they may not have peace.
忧愁这个, 忧愁那个,
they may worry about this and that.
忧愁明天, 忧愁明年,
they worry about tomorrow, they worry about next year.
第二个,
second,
害怕,
they fear.
害怕这个, 害怕那个,
they fear this and that.
很多事情我们没有办法掌控,
there are many things outside of our control.
就会有害怕,
so we fear.
那这个忧愁跟害怕就是没有平安。
So we have worries and fear, then you have no peace.
那这个没有平安，结果有的比较严重，就是睡不着觉。
So the result of not having peace, for some people, they are not able to sleep.
他要用安眠药才能睡觉。
So they have to take sleeping pills to sleep.
那再来更严重的变忧郁症。
And some they're severe to the point that they have depression.
因为没有平安，忧虑太多。
Because they have no peace, they have too many worries.
害怕太多。
They have too many fears.
太多的负面充满内心。
There are too many negative thoughts that fills their heart.
所以就变忧郁症了。
So they develop depression.
钱有。
They have money.
平安没有。
But they have no peace.
第二个。
Second.
这个平安也是指着和平和睦。
So peace also means harmony.
钱有了，但是夫妻合不来啊。
Some people may have money, but they have no harmony within the house.
不是冷战就热战。
They'll either have a cold or fight with their spouse.
三天一次小事，五天一次大事。
And they have a small argument every 3 days and a large argument every 5 days.
有啊，钱有啊，但是为什么夫妻合不来
？So they have money, but how come there's no peace within the house?
这个就是贫穷，缺乏和睦。
As they're poor in that they have no peace.
那再来，家庭乱糟糟，合不来。
So if the family life is chaotic and there's no peace within the family,
两代不讲话。
Sometimes between the two generations, there's no they don't talk to each other.
那充满着敌意。
And there are animosity within the family.
有。
Do they have money? Yes.
但是两代之间没有和睦。
But there is no harmony between the two generations.
这是另外一种贫穷。
This is another type of poverty.
不是钱买得到。
This is not something money can buy.
那有时候虽然有钱
，Sometimes even though someone has money，
内心觉得很空洞、空虚。
They feel really empty in their hearts。
那这个空虚的结果就是找刺激。
So the result of this emptiness is they begin to find stimulation。
有一次在 Denver 一个母亲说她很忧虑。
One time in Denver, a mother told me that she was very worried。
忧虑什么
？Well, what was she worried about？
在 Denver 现在大麻烟合法。
That marijuana is legalized in Denver.
所以18岁以上都可以买。
So as long as you're over 18 years old, you can go buy yourself.
所以她很怕她的孩子跑去吸大麻，现在合法了。
So she was really worried that her son would begin to smoke marijuana because it's not legal.
那人怎么会去吸大麻
？But why do people go and smoke marijuana?
讲穿了就是心灵空虚。
And the basic reason is because they feel empty.
活着无聊。
They feel bored with their life.
现在无聊这句话连小孩子也会讲。
And now even the really young children, they say they are bored.
一大堆玩具到最后还是无聊。
They have so many toys, but they're still bored.
那大麻吸了以后不够刺激。
After they take marijuana, maybe that's not enough stimulation.
再来就是用毒药。
And they begin to use illegal drugs.
这个是会伤身体的。
These are harmful to their bodies.
钱有啊，那为什么要用毒药
？They have money. Why do they need to turn to drugs?
因为钱没有办法满足。
Because money is not enough to fill their emptiness.
那这个毒药就有刺激。
And the drug can provide them with stimulation.
那有的就去找色情来满足。
And some of them will turn to sexual gratification.
为什么会呢？因为空虚。
Why do they do this? Because they feel empty.
空虚啊，人就会找刺激。
So if they feel empty, then they will find stimulation to satisfy themselves.
父母都很忙，忽略了孩子。
So if the two parents are both really busy and they neglected their children.
赚了很多钱，但是孩子觉得很空虚。
even though the parents make a lot of money, but then the children might still feel really empty.
小孩子就找变成找往色情那一方面去发展。
So some of these children they begin to find gratification in sexual materials.
所以虽然人有钱，但是内心很空虚，这个是另外一种贫穷。
So for people who are wealthy but are actually very empty in their hearts, this is another type of being poor.
那这个贫穷没有人能够医的。
So this type of poverty has no cure.
为什么？因为钱都买不到了，你还有什么医？
Because if you cannot satisfy it with money, then what can you buy? What kind of medicine can you buy to cure this?
所以这里主耶稣说他来要传福音给贫穷的人。
So here, Lord Jesus said that He come to preach the gospel to the poor.
让我们不要想说我们住在 Orange County 是美国最好住的地方。
So we shouldn't think that we live in Orange County, which is one of the best places to live in the United States.
我们隔壁旁边这个叫低收入的住宅。
And next to us, there is a low income and development housing.
但是如果我们看到的标准，这个低收入在其他地方根本就不是低收入。
But if you look at the standard of qualification of being low income, this is not low at all in any other region.
所以可以看出来，我们住这个地方算是相当的富裕。
So we can see that we actually live in a really wealthy area.
那富裕只是指的外在。
But this wealth is only exterior wealth.
钱财。
This is about material wealth.
但是心灵上没有平安，没有喜乐，心灵上空虚，生活很无聊的，到处都是。
But in their spirit, in their heart, they have no peace, and they feel emptiness, and they are bored.
家庭有问题的很多。
There are many families with issues.
那这个要怎么解决呢？
So how do you resolve this?
主耶稣说，我要叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
And here Jesus said he is to preach the gospel to the poor.
也就是说，借着主耶稣的福音，要让我们得到满足。
So we should receive satisfaction through the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个满足不是信耶稣以后赚很多钱。
This satisfaction doesn't come from becoming wealthy after believing in Christ.
这个满足是内心的丰盛。
This satisfaction.Education is the fulfillment of our hearts.
但是这个才是真正的富足。
And this is a true wealth.
信耶稣要让我们内在很丰盛。
And to believe in Lord Jesus will give us fullness in our hearts.
我们现在看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
35节
Verse 35. John chapter 6, verse 35. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
这里主耶稣要答应我们。
Here Jesus promised us.
必定不饿，永远不渴。
That we'll never be hungry and never thirst.
这是指在心灵上的。
This is about our spiritual aspect.
那这太好了。
This is truly wonderful.
不会饿也不会渴。
To never be hungry and to never thirst.
那答案是什么？
What is the answer?
35节。
Verse 35.
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
Lord Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
所以一个人要内在的丰盛，基本的答案就是主耶稣。
So if you want to be abundant from within, the basic answer is Lord Jesus Christ.
如果主耶稣充满了我们里面，
If Lord Jesus Christ fills us,
我们就丰盛了。
We'll be abundant.
这是最根本的解决问题。
This is the most basic solution to the problem.
那什么叫做主耶稣充满在我们里面？
So what does it mean to have Lord Jesus Christ fill us?
如果我们再看同样的第六章，
Let's look also at chapter 6.
我们看六十三节。
Verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
这里说叫人活着的乃是灵。
Here it says the Spirit who gives is the one that gives life.
叫我们里面那一个人就是里面那个灵性能够活着是靠着神的灵。
So our life within can be alive only because of the Spirit of God.
然后下面，我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The words I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
所以主耶稣是我们的满足，就是借着他讲的话。
So Lord Jesus Christ can satisfy us. It is through his words.
他的话就是灵。
Because his word is a spirit.
他的话进到我们里面，我们的灵可以得到滋润。
When his words enter into us, then our spirit can be nourished.
他的话是生命。
His words is life.
进到我们里面会让我们生命得到丰盛。
So when his words come into us, he will give us an abundant life.
因此一个人信了主耶稣之后。
So after someone believes in Lord Jesus,
念神的话,
we constantly read the words of God.
思想神的话,
we contemplate the words of God.
神的话就成为他内心的一种满足。
So the words of God can satisfy our hearts.
那神的话就是光。
So the words of God are light.
带给人盼望。
To give us hope.
把我们内心黑暗都驱逐出去的。
To cast out any darkness within our hearts.
有很多人忧郁症就是因为内心有太多负面的东西。
Some people they suffer from depression because they have too many negative thoughts in their hearts.
但你看你我们大家都喜欢看报纸，报纸读了半个钟头，有哪一个是正面的？
So some of us like to read the newspaper, but you can read the newspaper for half an hour, but how many of the stories are positive?
大部分都是负面。
Majority of the stories are negative.
所以真的要解决人的内心，就要读神的话。
So if you want to solve problems with people's hearts, we have to read the words of God.
一切美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐，是从上头来。
And everything good and wonderful and all the blessings come from God.
那个上头就是神。
Come from above, and who's above is God.
众光之父，在他里面没有黑暗。
He is the Father of light, and within him there's no darkness.
所以在神的话里面。
So inside the words of God.
充满着光。
Is full of light.
神是美善的，是全备的。
God is good and he's perfect.
是正面的，在他里面没有负面。
He is positive within him, there is no negativity.
所以我们越来越去思想神的话，那个美善的、全备的那个光就充满在我们里面。
So the more we think about the words of God, we'll be more filled with God's goodness and his light.
我们就发现越来越平安了。
And we'll have more peace.
我们就会发现越来越喜乐。
And we'll have more joy.
所以内心就越来越丰盛了。
And we will feel more abundant and filled in our hearts.
所以要解决现在人类的问题。
So if we want to solve the problems a lot of people are facing today,
只有一条路。
There's only one path.
主耶稣是答案。
Lord Jesus Christ is our answer.
他要让贫穷的得到富足。
He wants to make those who are poor wealthy.
那除了神的话之外，
Other than the words of God,
我们看约翰福音第七章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John, chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
John, chapter 7.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
一直到三十九节。
Verse 37 through 39. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." 38. He who believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. 39. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
这里说主耶稣站起来高声说,
He said, Jesus stood and cried out,
人若渴了可以到我这里来喝。
If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
渴是什么?
What does it mean to thirst?
渴就是属灵上就是心灵的饥渴。
And to thirst spiritually is to thirst in the spirit.
就是内心感觉到很空虚。
As to feel empty in our hearts.
那到主耶稣这里来喝。
So if you come and drink with where Jesus Christ is.
就是到主耶稣这里来寻求满足。
That is to find our satisfaction with Lord Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣对人心灵的满足，答案真的是很简单的。
So Jesus' answer to his way of satisfying our hearts is very simple.
简单到我们不敢相信，就是这么简单吗？
It's so simple that sometimes it's hard to believe.
有时候我们常常发现这心灵有问题，要看心理医生，要做什么？哇，这很复杂，要花很多时间。
Sometimes when we have mental issues, we have to maybe go see a psychologist and spend a lot of time.
不错，因为心理医生他也是人啊。
And of course, because even psychologists are human beings.
人要帮助人当然是有限的。
And for a human being to help another, their ability is still limited.
我们在加拿大有一个姐妹她忧郁症。
We have a sister in Canada who suffers from depression.
她去看心理医生。
And she went to see a psychologist.
看了几个月之后，她说要换另外一个心理医生。
And after a few months, she said she's seeing another doctor.
因为她原来那个心理医生自杀了。
Because her original psychologist committed suicide.
天天听人忧郁症，听到最后她也忧郁症。
And because he has to deal with people with depression all day long, at the end, he also developed depression.
人能够帮助人，但是，人毕竟是人。
So human beings can maybe help one another, but they are still human beings.
那神，这就不是人了、啊，不是神，他就是超越人了、
啊。But God surpasses human beings' abilities.
所以他要解决的问题，有时候真的很简单。
So sometimes it's really easy for him to solve a problem.
说渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
He said, "Those who thirst, come to me and drink."
那要喝什么？
What are we drinking?
38节。
Verse 38.
从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
So out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
腹中就是他的里面，心里的最深处。
So out of his heart means from within, from the deepest part of that person.
涌出这个活水，活水就是源源不断的一个泉水。
That will flow rivers of living water means it's a continuous flow of water.
所以主耶稣要从我们内心的最深处涌出一股内在的满足，内在的一种甜美。
So Jesus will allow us to flow from the deepest part of ourselves, a sweet flowing water.
那既然是内在的，这个不是能够外面能够影响的。
So if it comes from within, then this is not something that can be influenced by outside conditions.
衣服。
Our clothing.
这是外在的。
This is our on the outside.
他说他会破，他会旧。
So they break, they become old.
但内心它是内在的。
But what's within, is internal.
那这个内在的满足是什么？
So what is this internal satisfaction?
39节。
Verse 39.
耶稣这话是指信他的人要受圣灵说的。
But this he spoke concerning the spirits.
所以主耶稣要满足我们，就是借着圣灵。
So Lord Jesus Christ wants to fill us with the Spirit.
祷告到得圣灵，而且被圣灵充满。
We pray so we receive the Holy Spirit and we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
那这个叫做耶稣住在我们里面。
So this is what it means to have Lord Jesus Christ live within us.
这个叫做耶稣是我们生命之粮。
And this is what it means to have Jesus as our bread of life.
那我们这个人就会一直在改变。
So we'll continue to change.
越来越喜乐，越来越平安。
We'll become more and more joyful and more and more peaceful each day.
所以当我们在读腓立比书
When we read the book of Philippians.
这个腓立比书一个字一直重复。
In Philippians, there's one word that's repeated multiple times.
就是喜乐。
That is joy.
从第一章开始到最后一章都是喜乐。
Starting from chapter 1 to the last chapter, it is about joy and rejoicing.
我们读到这个喜乐，也大概想说，这个人大概生活很老过，现在正在度假，所以写这个喜乐的书。
So when we read about joy, we sometimes will think maybe this person is enjoying his life right now. Maybe perhaps he's on a vacation. That's why he has so much joy.
但是腓立比书是在监牢里面写的。
But the book of Philippians was actually written in prison.
它充满着喜乐。
But it is filled with joy.
外在的环境是这么的不好，在监牢。
And his circumstance at the time was so difficult that he was in prison.
但是里面那个平安跟喜乐是这么丰盛。
But within him, he was filled with peace and joy.
为什么？
Why?
因为基督活在他心里面。
Because Lord Jesus Christ lives within him.
所以贫穷的人有福了。
So those who are poor are blessed.
因为主耶稣要做他们的满足。
Because Jesus Christ himself will satisfy them.
虽然我们住在 Orange County, 我们要追求信仰的丰盛。
Even though we live in Orange County, we still must seek a fullness of our spiritual lives.
如果物质上丰盛，再加上灵性上丰盛。
So if we are abundant in our material wealth and also in our spiritual lives.
这个叫做恩上加恩。
This is blessing upon blessing.
那这是真正的幸福。
This is a true blessed life.
所以主耶稣说，他要传福音给贫穷人。
So Lord Jesus said that he will preach to the poor.
这是实在的，因为他们也需要耶稣。
This is true because they also need Lord Jesus.
好，那对一个富足的环境长大的人，要怎么才会感觉到有那个很贫穷的心来领受神的话呢？
So for someone who grew up in a really wealthy circumstances, how can they be poor in the spirit so they can listen to the words of God?
当然，从我们外在生活环境里面，我们仔细去比较审查，我们就知道我们内心缺乏什么东西。
Of course, if we observe our lives and our surroundings, we can see what we are lacking within us.
好，我们先来看哥林多前书第八章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
好，哥林多前书第八章。
1 Corinthians chapter 8.
从第一节
Verse 1
一直到第二节
Verse 2 First Corinthians chapter 8 Verse 1 Now concerning things offered to idols We know that we all have knowledge Knowledge puffs up but love edifies Verse 2 And if anyone thinks that he knows anything He knows nothing Yet as he ought to know
为什么人会骄傲
Why do people become proud?
因为人常常觉得我懂很多，其他人都不懂。
Because they often think that they know a lot, but everyone else does not know.
那为什么人会谦卑
？So how does someone become humble?
好，就是第二节。
Verse two.
好，若有人自己以为知道什么，按他所知道的，他仍然是不知道。
If anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know.
所以一个人如果能够了解说我所知道的是宇宙中这一点而已
So a person can understand that their knowledge only is a very insignificant bit of the whole universe
所以在这么多不知道当中我只有懂一点也等于不懂
So among so much unknown what they know is actually basically nothing
那这样我们人就会变心灵谦卑贫穷
If we can understand this, then we can be humble and be poor in the spirit.
那这样我们就容易得到神的恩典。
And this way, we can easily receive blessings from God.
主耶稣的福气才会临到我们内心。
And Lord Jesus' blessings can come into our hearts.
我们看马太福音十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音的十一章。
Matthew 11.
二十五节。
Verse 25. Matthew 11:25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes.
这个地方主耶稣说
Here, Lord Jesus
神的国向聪明通达的就隐藏
That the heaven, the kingdom of heaven is hidden to those who are wise.
但是像婴孩就显露。
But revealed to them, to the babes.
什么叫聪明通达
？Who are the wise and the prudent?
就是觉得自己懂很多。
Those are the ones who think they know a lot.
神的国就隐藏。
The God's kingdom is hidden from them.
怎么查考都没有办法认识神。
It doesn't matter how hard they study, they cannot understand God.
为什么
？Why?
因为他内心已经满了。
Because their hearts are already filled.
这个内心已经满了，就缺乏贫穷这个条件。
So if their hearts are already full, they lack the qualification of being poor.
那福音是要传给贫穷的人。
Gospel is to be preached to the poor.
所以内心已经满了，怎么听都听不懂。
If their heart is already filled, then it doesn't matter how much they listen, they cannot understand.
所以这里说，神的国像聪明的就隐藏。
So the kingdom of God is hidden from those who are wise and prudent.
那像婴孩就显现。
But is revealed to the babes.
婴孩是什么？你问他什么也不懂。
Who are the babes? If you ask them any question, they have no answer.
那既然什么不懂，就是他是里面是空的。
Because they don't understand anything, their hearts are empty.
那既然里面是空的，就是贫穷。
If their hearts are empty, then they're poor.
那神的国就向他显明。
And then God's kingdom is revealed to them.
所以贫穷的福气是什么
？So what is the blessings of the poor？
贫穷的福气就是神要将神的国向他显明。
The blessings of the poor is God will reveal His kingdom to them。
那如果有一个人物质很丰盛，但是其实他心灵也真的很谦虚、很贫穷，他也是能够得到福气。
If someone who is very wealthy materially, but they are very humble within their hearts, they can still be blessed.
所以最重要的关键不是外在有跟没有。
So the true key is not whether they have something or not on the outside.
最重要的关键是里面有没有空。
The key is whether their hearts are empty.
如果里面是空的
，If within them it is empty,
什么都没有
，they have nothing.
那这个叫做贫穷。
That means they are poor.
那神就要赐给他恩典。
So God will give them blessings.
圣经有没有这个例子呢
Are there examples like of this in the Bible?
我们来看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts.
啊，《使徒行传》第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
《使徒行传》第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
二跟二十八节。
Verse 27 and 28. Verse 27, so he rose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship. 28, was returning and sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet.
好，这里记载安提阿伯，就是以索比亚，有一个太监。
And here it records a eunuch from Ethiopia.
啊，然后他说他是有大权的。
And the Bible describes him as having great authority.
哦，然后他总管银库。
That he was in charge of the queen's treasury.
对，可以说哦，他有钱，他有权。
So he had wealth and he had power.
那这样的人要传福音何等的难啊！
How hard it is to preach to someone like this.
因为这样的人很难找到内心是空的。
So because such a person is very difficult to find that their hearts are empty.
因为很多人把外在的东西当作内在的。
Because a lot of people they treat things that are external as things that are internal.
因为我外在有什么，所以就觉得我里面也有什么。
Because they have something on the outside, they feel like they also have it on the inside.
其实这两个是不相干的。
But actually, these two are not actually even related.
哦，那这安提阿伯的太监有一个很重要的心态。
But this Ethiopian eunuch had a very important attitude.
哦，就是他很渴慕道。
That is, he thirsts for the truth.
哦，所以他坐马车到耶路撒冷去。
So he went, he got on a chariot and went to Jerusalem to worship.
哦，坐马车呢？从安提阿伯一直到耶路撒冷，那是不是现在开车？开车都很难了、啊。
And he went all the way from Ethiopia to Jerusalem.、哦、Even today, to drive that distance is very difficult. But he traveled in a chariot.
现在的车子哈、哦，有里面有音响，有冷气，避震又好。
And today, the cars there is air conditioned. There's a radio, and it also it's very stable.
你说旧金山教会灵恩会，我们大家开车去，哎呀，大家想哦，开车八个钟头做不到。
So if you say there is a spiritual convocation in the church in San Francisco, that's drive, and we'll say, well, it's AR drive. We can't make us too far.
哦，那这个以索比亚这个太监呢、啊，坐马车这样摇摇摆摆、颠颠簸簸、上上下下、前后左右，全身马杀鸡，一直到耶路撒冷。
So the Ethiopian eunuch he got in this chariot and is shaking the whole way there, and he went all the way to Jerusalem.
人如果不想做哦，就一直找理由不做。
If a person doesn't want to do something, they will find a lot of excuses.
人如果想做，就会找理由去做，差就在这里。
But if they have the heart to do something, they will find all the reasons to do it, and that's the difference.
所以我们可以看到，这安提阿伯的太监呢，虽然外面很富足，但是里面是很空，是很渴慕的。
So in this Ethiopian eunuch, we can see that even though he had a lot on the outside, but within him, he is very poor in the spirit.
那现在在马车做什么？
So what was he doing inside his chariot?
在马车念以赛亚书。
Within his chariot, he was reading the Isaiah the prophet.
我常常在搭飞机都看那个旁边的人在读什么。
And oftentimes when I'm in an airplane, I will try to see what other people are doing around me.
我发现大部分人都在读那个八卦杂志。
And I noticed that most of them are actually reading gossip magazines.
照片啊，的什么什么裸体的，都在读那一种。
I just have a lot of very revealing pictures of celebrities.
那你看那个安提阿伯太监这样一直都在读什么？读以赛亚书。
And in this chariot that's shaking the whole way, the Ethiopian eunuch was reading actually the prophet Isaiah's book.
他也可以说服自己啊，这个不要读吧，这个车子不方便。
He can easily convince himself to stop reading because it's really hard to read in a chariot.
但是他太渴慕了，所以他一直抖，他也在读啊。
Because he was still thirsty for the words of God, even though the whole car is shaking the whole way, he was still reading.
啊，然后再下去啊，那个腓力啊，被圣灵感动就贴近他。
So Philip was moved by the Holy Spirit, so he drove close to he went to the Ethiopian eunuch.
问他你念的你明白吗？
And he asked, "Do you understand what you're reading?"
他是总管银库的太监呢。
And This eunuch was the, in charge of the treasury.
他是一个有权的人啊。
He is a person with power and authority.
这个腓力问的也是很单刀直入，你念了你明白吗？
And Philip asked a very blunt question, do you understand what you're reading?
你想想看，一个人地位这么高，这么有钱哦，他会随便跟你讲他不明白。
And if you think about someone who is so powerful and has such a high status, would they easily tell you that they don't understand something?
三十一节说，没有人指教我，我怎么明白？这个心是空的。
In 31, he answered, how can I unless someone guides me? So we can see that his heart was indeed empty.
那下面请腓力上车与他同坐。
And then he asked Philip to come on and sit with him.
腓力在旷野啊，这个旷野到处都是灰尘，满头满脸都是尘沙。
Philip approached him in the desert, so he was probably covered in dirt himself.
那这安提阿伯太监请他上车。
But the Ethiopian eunuch asked him to go on the chariot with him.
他真的很渴慕。
Because he truly thirsts for the words of God.
说从这一些条件，我们就知道这一个人哦，配得神的恩典。
So from these descriptions, we can see that this person is indeed worthy of the gospel, the blessings of God.
为什么？因为他是贫穷的。
Because he is poor.
所以福音要传给他。
So the gospel will be preached to him.
那腓力就开始解释这个他所读的圣经。
So Philip began to explain the scripture to him.
就开始讲起耶稣二三十五节。
And in 35, he began to preach to him about Lord Jesus.
那三十六节。
36.
那两个人就走到有水的地方。
And so they went to a body of water.
那不是腓力讲哦，是太监说，哎，这里有水，我们受洗有什么妨碍呢
？So Philip did not bring this up, but the eunuch himself he says that what is stopping me to be baptized today?
如果罪是债，欠债
，if sin is a debt,
赶快把这个债还清，不是很好吗
？Wouldn't you want to repay this debt as soon as possible?
如果罪是病
，if sin is a sickness,
赶快把这个病医好，不是更好吗？不然这个病会死的嘞。
But don't you want to be cured this sickness as soon as possible, or else you might die?
那这个腓力听了明白，
when,
不是太监听明白。
When the eunuch understood,
看到水这么多啊，赶快停下受洗。
As soon as he saw water, he asked to be baptized.
这个叫做渴慕。
This means that he's thirst.
很渴慕罪得赦免，很渴慕能够跟神有份。
He thirsts for his sin to be forgiven. He thirsts to have a part with God.
所以福音要传给贫穷的人。
So the gospel will be preached to the poor.
真正得到恩典是贫穷的人。
Those who receive blessings are the ones who are poor.
不管他外在是丰富还是贫穷。
It doesn't matter if they are poor or wealthy on the outside.
内心贫穷就是得恩典的条件。
If they are poor within, then they have the qualifications to receive blessings.
我们看雅各书。
Let's turn to James.
雅各书。
James.
雅各书的第二章。
James chapter 2.
第二章的第五节。
James chapter 2, verse 5.
雅各书第二章第五节。
James chapter 2, verse 5.Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he promised to those who love him?
这里说神要拣选世上贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足。
So God has chosen the poor to be rich in faith.
在信上富足。
To be rich in faith.
所以有时候我们看到很多生活有很多见证的人。
Sometimes we observe those who have many testimonies in their lives.
就是他生活体验很多神的恩典。
That is, they have a lot of experience of God's blessings in their lives.
那这个生活体验很多神的恩典人都有一个特色。
Now, those who have experienced a lot of blessings from God, they have a special characteristic.
就是内心渴慕神。
That is, they thirst for God within their hearts.
想时间要亲近神。
They find time to draw nearer to God.
祷告亲近神，聚会来亲近神，做圣工。
They pray to draw near to God. They worship. They do God's work.
结果神就让他们得到丰盛的恩典。
So God gave them abundant blessing.
所以外在有没有这个不是最重要。
So the key is whether you're rich or poor on the outside.
最重要是 在主里面的丰盛。
What's important is to be abundant in Christ.
丰盛的恩典。
To have abundant blessing.
丰盛的平安跟喜乐。
To have abundant peace and joy.
那这一种的丰盛会带给我们永远的丰盛。
That this abundance will give us eternal abundance.
就是天国永远的荣耀。
That is the eternal glory of heaven.
所以贫穷的人有福了。
So those, blessed are those who are poor.
好，我们来唱一诗。
Let's sing hymn.
好，换一首，471首，471。
471.